Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October 6, 2009. Israeli tanks invade areas of Gaza as police continue to look down Jerusalem's old city. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded areas in the southern Gaza Strip, close to the borders with Israel. Local sources said that tanks opened fire at nearby houses as bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed farmlands owned by Palestinian farmers. Local sources said that such attacks are taking place on a daily basis since the start of this week. Meanwhile, the Israeli police, lockdown of Jerusalem's old city, continued on Tuesday and Muslim men were not allowed to reach the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Police officers stopped employees and worshippers from going into the holy Muslim site and later allowed only men over the age of 50 to enter. On Monday, police began the lockdown and would not allow Muslim men under the age of 50 to enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque as thousands of Jews of all ages gathered at the nearby Western Wall for prayers marking the week-long holiday. 2,000 police officers were deployed at Jerusalem's Old City on Monday following Sunday's clashes with Palestinians. The clashes on Sunday erupted between Palestinians who had gathered at Al-Aqsa Mosque and Israeli police. Palestinians feared that Jewish groups will try to enter the compound and conduct prayers. In similar clashes last week, Israeli police injured 17 Palestinians and kidnapped 50 others. Ziad Al-Hmouri, the director of the Jerusalem Center of Economic and Social Rights, said the attacks are part of a larger plan.
Those actions are aimed at creating new facts and history on the ground, in addition to giving Jerusalem a Jewish nature by force or by using all means possible.
Right-wing Jewish groups claim the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the second holiest place for Muslims worldwide, is built over the ruins of the King Solomon Temple, and they want to demolish the mosque to build the temple once again. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.